91X News.
It's 7 degrees and cloudy. I'm Sarah Yanetta with 91X News. A conservation group says officials should release more information about a spill of radioactive water at Atlantic Canada's only nuclear power plant. David Kuhn of the Conservation Council of New Brunswick says there are too many unanswered questions about Tuesday's spill at Point Lepreau. Kuhn says the public should be told more about what and how it happened. Energy Minister Craig Leonard says 4 to 6 liters of radioactive heavy water was spilled. Leonard says staff cleaned up the spill and there are no health or environmental concerns. NB Power, the province's crown utility company, says the spill occurred at the reactor's moderator system was being filled with heavy water. That was being done as part of the utility's plan to restart the generating station, which was undergoing a refit. Leonard says work has resumed at the plant. The Canadian Wheat Board is launching another court battle against the federal government. Chairman Alan Oberg says the board will ask Manitoba's Court of Queen Bench to overturn a federal bill that strips the board of its monopoly over Western wheat and barley sales.
It will ask the court to deem the bill invalid because it violates the rule of law. We will also ask the court to issue an order preventing implementation of the bill until this case is decided.
Last week, a federal court judge ruled the government's bill was illegal, but the law governing the wheat board requires a plebiscite among farmers before major changes are made. The government is appealing that ruling and saying Parliament has the right to change laws. Time magazine says the protester is its choice for the 2011 Person of the Year. Warren Levinson has the story.
Time magazine deputy world editor Bobby Ghosh says it isn't just that protests are being seen all over the world, but that individual movements in one country are inspiring demonstrators elsewhere.
People in Zuccotti Park in Manhattan are talking about Tahrir Square in Cairo, and people in the Red Square in Kremlin are talking about what happened in Tunisia.
Time has been selecting a person of the year, it used to be man of the year, since Charles Lindbergh in 1927. The last time it made a symbolic rather than individual choice was 5 years ago when it selected you, symbolic of the individual creativity of the World Wide Web. Warren Levinson, New York.
The Screen Actors Guild Awards is out with its list of nominees for the best in film and television. Jason Nathanson has more.
Top film honors went to The Help.
You should read the book, Kelly. It's quite scandalous.
The drama earned 4 nominations, including Outstanding Performance by a Cast, where it's up against
The Artist,
Bridesmaids,
The Descendants,
and Midnight in Paris.
Southland's Regina King there on TV. Modern Family pulled the leading 5 nominations for Best Comedy Cast. It's up against 30 Rock, The Big Bang Theory, Glee, and The Office. Boardwalk Empire, Breaking Bad, Dexter, Game of Thrones, and The Good Wife will fight it out for top drama. At the SAG Award nominations, Jason Nathanson, ABC News, West Hollywood.
That's 91X News to 302. Here's Sean Macy with sports.
The NHL's leading goal scorer will be out of action tonight. Milan Mihalik left last night's game in Buffalo after colliding with teammate Erik Karlsson. Ottawa hosts Boston tonight in the divisional clash. That's one of 3 games on the NHL schedule. Chicago is in Minnesota to take on the Wild, and Anaheim plays host to the Coyotes. Tyler Toffoli is leading the OHL in goals, and he doesn't have to worry about people passing him during the World Junior Tournament. The Ottawa 67's forward was one of the final 13 cuts made this morning for Team Canada. There are only 3 returning players for the hometown team. Quinton Howden, Jaden Schwartz, and Brett Connolly are all back. The tournament begins on Boxing Day in Edmonton. Winnipeg's hockey fans have started an online petition calling on the MTS Centre to replace single urinals with old-fashioned troughs. The petitioners say most of the 15,000 hockey fans at games are beer-drinking men who need the bathroom at least once. They complain male fans have to spend too long in between hockey periods to pee and risk missing some of the action. Steelers linebacker James Harrison is having his appeal hearing today on his 1-game suspension. Harrison was suspended yesterday because of his helmet-to-helmet hit on Cleveland quarterback Colt McCoy, who suffered a concussion. That hit came in Pittsburgh's 14-3 win on December 8th. That's sports. Here's Sarah Yanetta with 91X Weather.
Today, cloudy, rain beginning late this afternoon, high of 7. Tonight, rain with a low of 5. Thursday, more rain ending in the afternoon with a high of 11. Friday, sunny with a low and high of plus 1. It's 7 degrees. I'm Sari Anetta with Sean Macy. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.